Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
In the South, it's always college football season, and the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Jimbo, you need to win now. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Wednesday. And fill in the blank, coach's name, you got to win now. That is not an unusual start to a conversation or inclusion in a conversation on Sports Talk Radio. It's not very creative. It is not unique in the least. But it is about, okay, we'll fill in the blank. And then do one other thing that I rarely hear actually fleshed out. He's got to win now. Close your eyes. Think, how many times have I heard that applied to a major league manager, a high school football coach, college hoops, whatever? Got to win now. I don't know. Maybe somebody said about Pat Summitt at some. Maybe Gino Auriemma. Man, he needs to win now. So we've all heard it. But it matters who you plug in, first of all. I don't think it matters. Like Bill Belichick, he needs to win now. I don't think that's going to be a conversation going into 2022 season. So it matters what name you plug in, and I plugged in Jimbo. But it's the rest of the sentence that really is as important. What's that mean specifically? Okay, hang on. Yeah, because Chuck said, have you ever heard that? Oh, gosh, thousands of times. Not every time does the person then define what that means. You got to win now. A title? That's not realistic. It wasn't even realistic saying it for Kirby going into 2021 season. So when I say, Jimbo, you need to win now. I've told you who we filled in the blank. It's Jimbo Fisher. But what does that mean? Like, you specifically, what does he have to win? And with Jimbo, I can say he is, for some coaches, is like he needs six wins or he needs to go to a bowl. It's just kind of out there. Jimbo? Specifically, Jimbo, you need to win something that you haven't won already. And that's not happening this season. Now, let's define that. Needs to win something he hasn't. That would include 10 games. That would include the division, the conference, the Bama game. There's plenty. And really, too many items on that list to be entering the halfway mark of a 10-year industry redefining contract. Folks, that's four pretty big ones there. And attainable? I believe 10 wins, is that attainable? I think that's an attainable. If you really have a program rolling and you're now, because I'm talking about the 2022 season, whatever's in the rear view, context. I'm not looking backwards and beating him with a stick for what didn't happen in 2019 or 20 or whatever. That's I'm just looking at it and saying, hey, fine. This is the body of work in College Station, and now entering the halfway mark, you're going to be after the 2022 season. You will have fulfilled half of your 10-year contract, and it needs to include something that's not already there. Your resume at Texas A&M, once you are halfway through, you need to have something that so far, I'm looking at your resume, I don't see it. Like, after five seasons, we all looked at Kirby and went, well, he's been in a national championship game. He's been in, what was it, two Sugar Bowls. He's done, you know, this, that, all of it. I think Kirby has won the Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and Orange Bowl. That's something. And so after 5 years, we looked at that resume and was, and I told people, uh-uh. Kirby, you got to win something you hadn't. No, I was the one saying the opposite. I was like, no. No, if that team stays healthy and they play the best they can, and there's a chance you get to playoffs and you just lose to Clemson or Ohio State or Notre Dame or Bama. I was saying this before the season started. And so sometimes you get a great opponent. Hey, he's better. Do you realize that you couldn't have, for instance, Kirby Smart and Ryan Day both coming out of the tunnel and have both fan bases saying, dude, you better win, or you can't have that because one of them isn't going to win. And so you're going to have a fan base looking at Day or Smart and going, I've got issues with you. So that's why back in August I was saying, no, 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 no. Because Kirby already has this thing so accomplished and down the tracks and everything else. You can't look at Kirby and go, you got to do something you hadn't done yet. Because all that was left was a national championship, and dang if he didn't do it. Jimbo, there's way, way too much on his list. Like I said, I'll take the Bama game. Here's the issue, though. You don't get better losing six senior starters, including guys like fifth-year left tackle, kid who transferred in from Tennessee, fifth-year Michael Clemens at defensive tackle end whatever, giant, big, physical, athletic kid, fifth-year Aaron Hansford, who remember he announced, I'm trying to remember maybe a little later, or so, he announced he was coming back, and he's a grown man playing linebacker. When you have a 22-year-old or a 23-year-old on a college field, there's no difference in the NFL between the 31-year-old and the 26-year-old. They're both grown men, physically matured. They both have those scars and scabs on their elbows and forearms and all that because that's just what happens in the NFL. A 22-year-old going against an 18-year-old? Oh, child. The rare 18-year-old has an SEC body. Every 22, 23-year-old playing his fifth year at Texas A&M, yeah, he's got a body. He's got the SEC. He can take it. That's Aaron Hansford. Leslie O'Neal, good Lord. You don't get better losing six senior starters like that. You don't get better losing starters, and I mean impact players, with eligibility remaining to the draft. Dan, if I say Kenyon Green, DeMarvin Leal, Isaiah Spiller, Jalen Widermeyer. Is that the same as me saying, hey, Dan, let me tell you the Aggies' four best players?
I would say yes.
Yeah. Kenyon Green? He's one of the best. He was one of the best linemen in all of college football, much less among the 85 on that roster. DeMarvin Leal? Huh. Forklift. Underneath the pads, extend his arms. He's like, hey, where's the football? Like, that's just gorgeous. Isaiah Spiller, tough, 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 tough running back. Widermeyer, putting the fun back in tight end. They've lost all four of those guys early to the NFL draft. Not just four underclassmen, those four. I think the four best players on the team. All four. Gone. Plus, whoever they lose through the portal. Now, that could be a net gain talent-wise for the Aggies, but it's still experience depth at the very least. Like Zach Calzada, do you know what he would be if he were on scholarship? A really experienced either second or third quarterback who, do you know what you could have used at times this year? An experienced third-string quarterback. So even, quote, Zach Calzada, who I don't think Jimbo had any plans for. Even losing Zach Calzada is not good. And there was probably even a conversation. Hey, Zach, walk with me. I love you. You absolutely can stay here. We don't have specific plans for you, but you absolutely can stay here. You can have that conversation, and the kid probably appreciates it. And you know what happens every so often? He's like, hey, I'm your guy. I had a buddy of mine. Do you know what he volunteered to do? He's going to lose a scholar. He's like, I'll be your bullpen catcher. He was like, I'll stay with the team. Boom. All right. Well, you know what you're doing down there, and you're okay. So even experience depth that you didn't have a whole lot of plans for, that, folks, you got to replace that or you don't improve. And what did we say? Jimbo needs to, he needs to win something that he hasn't won so far at Texas A&M. It means you have to get better. And if you lose even experience depth, you will need that at some point in the season. So if you don't replace that somehow, you don't improve. Now, the positive is you do get better recruiting a class like Jimbo and their alumni have assembled. But that doesn't make you better right now, not in 2022, most likely. Most likely. Ever so often, there's transformational freshmen, but and most likely that's not the case. Like, do you have a freshman who is going to replace DeMarvin Leal? No. So what you hope is the sophomore replaces DeMarvin Leal, kind of. And the five-star freshman, well, now he's better depth and back, so maybe on the whole you can kind of survive. That's what you hope. Did any of that sound like, and so they'll be better this season? It didn't sound that way to me while I was saying it. So the portal, yeah, it will likely deliver the Aggies more talent than it consumes. But even the portal, it still must mesh with system, coaches, personalities, teammates, schedules. In that case, the dynamic of looking around campus. And did you see the excerpt from will you get Eric Dickerson on? Eric Dickerson has a new book coming out. He told the truth about the Texas A&M Trans Am. You have personalities that have to mesh. And one of the things Eric talked about, the reason he didn't want to go to Texas A&M, he said, I went on a visit. He said, 8 out of every 10 people was a guy. He said, I went to Southern Methodist to visit. Oh, my goodness, there's honeys at Southern Methodist. And they have rich fathers in a lot of cases. I'm just talking balance sheet. That's all I'm just balance sheet, debits and credits. So he's like, SMU, here I come. There's an additional dynamic of showing up on campus, and it is not just toting the rock like it is at every other school. There's a different dynamic walking around that campus. All of that, and he needs to win now. Now, the final part of this, I know there is zero outcome if he doesn't win now. Define that however you want. We all know that the bottom line record has underwhelmed so far, and Jimbo knows it too.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
Southern Sports Today and the Chuck Oliver Show.
Just kind of back to work from here until the season. Just try to get the team better and try to just keep the winning going and just run it back again.
That big old Brock Bowers, number 19, kid from Napa, California. And when I say big old Brock Bowers, it applies. He was an 18-year-old true freshman, not a redshirt, not a COVID guy, not somebody, you know, he actually played in 12 games last year, but didn't count. He's a freshman. No. Like Bryce Young, he didn't play very much behind Mac Jones. Played some, got on the field, but he didn't really play, not really. But there was experience there. There was growth. There was just proximity to, oh, this is how it's done. Brock Bowers? No. I don't even know if he was in school. Like, he was enrolled, but I don't know if he darkened a door in California his senior year or parts of it. I don't know. He's a true freshman, right? Yeah, part of that class. And he was like the 10th or 11th highest rated freshman in the class. Led Georgia in receptions, yards, and obviously touchdowns. But I say obviously because you normally don't have a receiver with 13 touchdowns, and he doesn't lead the team. I mean, I'm sure we can look and, you know, there's cases, but not at Georgia. Not at Georgia. They probably didn't have 35 touchdown passes this year because JT Daniels did have some. He played three games. I think he started three games. But Brock Bowers, and he was good against everybody. In fact, Brock Bowers, I would use the word great in the SEC championship game. Didn't matter. And there's always context to putting up numbers. There can be context to putting up numbers in a losing effort. You don't know how the defense changed. You don't know any of that. You can't minimize what he did against Bama. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I should have looked. I think it was 10 catches for 100 and something yards and a touchdown. So he was just fabulous. And whenever I use that word, I tell you, I don't use that word often when it comes to football. It is almost like the highest praise I can get. He's a fabulous football player. That encompasses so many things. And part of it has always been, at least for me, he glides around the field. He just kind of, and there he is. That he's a fabulous player. And the fact he's a true freshman, caught 13 touchdown passes. There are first round picks who don't approach that. That's an unreal number. Dan, how are you today?
Well, also too, you got to factor in somebody who didn't even play high school football his senior year because he couldn't. The time that they started playing high school football, yeah. If they did last year, yeah. It was when he was already gone in Athens getting ready for the season. So he had that for him as well. I want to actually harken back to something you said in the first segment because it actually ties into who we're talking about right now. That's Georgia. Georgia fired a football coach, Chuck, because he couldn't win more than 10 games a season. It got to the point where they said, hey, this is the baseline. This is what we need to be doing. We need conference championships. We need college football playoff. We need playing for a national title. That's what this program needs to be. I think that A&M fans need to demand the same thing out of Jimbo Fisher because I touched on it a little bit yesterday where I said the quarterback has been something that just has not been there. It's been there at times. It's been very good at times, but that's just it. It's been it at times. It hasn't been a consistent just thing there for the program. As a matter of fact, in certain games, Chuck, it's lost them games that they probably shouldn't have lost. Zach Calzada had a decent enough game against LSU last year, but if you have a quarterback who probably is a little bit more decisive with his reads and somebody who probably can make a few more efficient throws, then you're probably talking about an A&M win against LSU than you are talking about an A&M loss in said game. So I think if nothing else, that's something that he's got to be able to figure out. And the other part of it as well is that he is now starting to wade into the dangerous territory of, wow, Jimbo can recruit. He recruits very, very well. If nothing else, soon enough that is used against you if you don't at least exceed that 10-win mark and go from there. So if nothing else, I think that Aggie fans, at least if it's not this season, next season is when you're definitely going to hear it from A&M fans of saying, hey, 10 wins, yeah, that's nice, that's all good. I want my trip to Atlanta. I want my trip to the Orange Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl. Any of these other bowls, you gave it to me 1 year. I need it every year for us to truly believe in you as the head coach here.
And the very first thing critic or supporter will point out, hard to hold him to winning the division and beating Bama in a year where you got to replace your starting quarterback. Well, that was last season. And so I'm not punting on year five. I mean, you can still have standards going into year five.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
Of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now, more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Wednesdays on the Chuck Oliver Show, bottom of hour one. You know what that means. Means we're going to have a visit from number one guest the entire week from LandryFootball.com. It will be Chris Landry coming up in just a second. I got to say, once there is no longer a registration fee involved, a sports truth quickly confronts you. And it didn't confront me because I grew up in a different time. But here is what is still inconveniently true for some people. You win in sports by being aggressive and dominating your opponent, pretty much regardless of whatever the sport is. And coaching that way is almost not allowed anymore. And when it does happen, we just need to find out and then we can step in. Now, again, I was mentioning yesterday, I'm not here to defend, like, go, if you didn't look at Frank Cush, go Wikipedia Frank Cush. Woody Hayes punching the Clemson linebacker, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying that you win in sports by being aggressive and physically overwhelmed. Like, I always used to tell my kids when I coached defensive line, I want some of those kids to be thinking about turning their pads in. And I was talking about going against a teenager. Like, really demoralize that 16-year-old across the line from you. Ruin his Friday night. Because it's football. That's how you win. That is not in vogue anymore, and that's part of why Hawaii does not have a head coach. But if Todd Graham deserved to be fired or resigned or whatever, that is not necessarily what I'm even talking about. I'm talking about the ability to coach hard. If your coaching staff has figured out how to do that, how to still tell kids, oh, you want to play more? That's on you. Major, major advantage. To add any of his opinions to this, among other things, want to welcome on now, as we do, like I said, every Wednesday from LandryFootball.com. It is Chris Landry. Chris, how you doing, man? What's going on at the site?
Oh, just, well, tons of stuff. Obviously, we're keeping up with all the coaching search movement and interviews, GM movements in the NFL. Obviously, we've got in our college notebook, believe it or not, still a couple of here and there assistant coaching movements in college football, but mostly transfer portal news, which is 24/7, 365 now, and recruiting's 2 weeks from today, the second wave. So it never stops, as I've told you and others know. There's more information and news this time of year than it is during the season, because the season, it's all about the games and who's available, who's not.
Yep.
Now it's just like it's a revolving door. So we've got all of that, all the film breakdowns, the draft preparation into all of that. So that's what we got, and we think everybody will love it. If you like recruiting, you like the draft, you like following all of it, tying it all together, getting you a film room view of it, that's what we do for you at LandryFootball.com. Holiday saving specials still up, by the way. I'm in a holiday mood, I guess, still, since the holidays go by so fast for me.
All right. There was a story I was telling yesterday. I kept hearing versions of you could kind of earn your way out of summer workouts if you played football under Jim McElwain at UF, that, like, there was a points, whatever it was, that you could get to a status where you could kind of choose to work out or not. And I heard that about the fifth time. I was like, wait a minute, are you saying XYZ? Yeah. I was like, oh, well, I know how this is going to go. They're not going to work out. Well, you don't know those kids. I was like, I don't have to. If you don't make a 19-year-old work out, he ain't going to work out. Talk about the ability to coach hard and have standards and not relax them, because Kirby and Nick Saban don't, I don't believe. But it is a totally different environment as far as making the kids happy.
I think the biggest thing today is you have to – kids want to know why and want to understand. And it used to be in the day when you were told to do something, you didn't ask why. It was yours to do or die. I mean, that's what, the way it was. Now you've got to explain it. Look, this is why we asked you to do that. This is what the result is going to be if you do that. And then when you can put the skins on the wall in terms of results, oh, I get it. And then what you have is your best players, your leadership guys can coach your team. You don't have to worry about that then, because then the other players will look at their peers and say where they're doing it. It's not a us versus them. It's like, if I don't put forth 100% effort all the time, then I'm going to be the oddball. I'm going to be the one that is going to holding us back, and I don't want to have to answer to my peers. So I think it's peer pressure, and it starts from developing that quote-unquote culture. And what is that? This is why we have to do it. This is going to be the result. And you have to have the results to kind of fortify that. But it's not about you do it because I say you do it. You do it because when I tell you to do it, I don't have to explain it to you every time, but you need to know this is what happens. Look, from point A to point Z, here's what happens if you do this every day. These are the steps towards you becoming a better player,
yep,
the group becoming, and when you can sell that and get them to understand that, they get it. There's a buy-in, but it's tougher today because they have the option. You got to go. I hate to be, this is going to sound awful, but, you know, people say things like this in society. I don't know, there's a extraordinary high percentages of divorces now compared to.
Sure, yeah.
Why do you think that is? Because women can have their own way. They can make their money. They can go into the business world that, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, they weren't afforded that opportunity. So, you know, do you think they were any less happy then? They just didn't have an option. Now they can support themselves, so they're not going to be miserable in a failed marriage. That's a different example, but it applies here in that now players think, because they're told how great they are from an early age, that if it's not working, it can't be me. It's got to be the coach and the program. I'm going somewhere else. And guess what? You can go somewhere else. 365 a year, pretty much, you can go in the transfer portal. Those are really not good, conducive to teaching that you've got to do what you need to do. Because many of the guys that go into the portal, some of them are successful. Most of them end up with the same problems with a different address.
Let's talk about two of those quickly. And again, I think if you listen to this program for any length of time, you know that I'm all about the player mobility and rights and being treated like all the other students who, if I pick the wrong school as an engineering major, I can move on. I do talk about the roster whack-a-mole that it creates, because it's a situation that the coaches need to figure out. And it's huge. In fact, I would put portal ahead of name, image, likeness, or anything else right now, as far as what they need to figure out. But let's talk about two of those kids, and they chose different routes. One of them's Miles Brennan, portal. I'm actually going to stay. Max Johnson, he's heading to College Station. Let's start with Jimbo Fisher and Max Johnson. Tell me about the fit, the feel, how that's going to mesh, and then just his talent and what you've seen for two seasons.
He's a backup caliber quarterback that can start and be successful with a really good team, which I think this team will be really good offensively. It'll lose some key people on defense, but still be good. He's a guy that can start for you. He's got a chance to earn the starting job because they're young at quarterback, because the quarterback that was going to get the majority of the reps last year got very little due to an injury. So he can be a guy that wins a starting job. B, if he gets beaten out by a more talented guy, he's an ideal number two that you want. He's an ideal back. I mean, it's not the drop off that they had last year. So it's a really good fit, I think, for both of those things. For Miles, the key is with Miles, you know, I think he kind of found out that the interest level, look, Miles has played some good football. You just have to legitimately question whether he can stay healthy. And so I think you have him in there with the idea that you're hoping for that. But in his situation, you know, he certainly had every chance to win that job due to the youth, because the best player probably at quarterback for them is going to be Walker Howard physically.
Wow.
Not going to be ready. Not going to be ready, and certainly not going to play for Brian Kelly, because Brian Kelly is not playing a freshman quarterback. I don't care what he is. That kid will redshirt this year. I can tell you what Brian will do with him. So Miles is going to have to win it. But I believe that Brian is going to bring in another quarterback in the transfer portal. And I think that guy's going to be in the mix. His, you know, next version of a Jack Cohn, so to speak, that can come in, because they don't really right now with Nussmeier, not a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. Miles Brennan, you can't rely upon him to be really healthy. And if you do, you're going to find yourself in a pickle potentially. I think another guy is going to be, at least one key pivotal guy is going to be added in the transfer portal. And it'll be interesting to see what Brian will do. There's some guys that he's very familiar with, that he's played against, that he knows about. And I'm curious to see what he's able to do, how he's able to do it, and where those guys may end up. But I would count on at least one guy to enter into the mix from the transfer portal. And they have been very active. They've got 8 spots available at this point between JUCO, 2 weeks from now signing, and transfer portal to add. So they're trying to piece together the roster that, quite frankly, was completely disheveled with a lot of guys leaving, a lot of guys leaving for the draft, a lot of guys leaving in the portal, and obviously a recruiting class that is not going to be up to what they normally are due to the typical, you know, coaching, hiring cycle time and whatnot. That's going to be a big issue. Hey, real quick to your point, a great point you made. If we're going to have NIL and we're going to have a transfer portal, fine. Whether I agree with it or not, it doesn't matter. We're going to have it. Let's have some rules. We don't have, and I'm not trying to make college football like the NFL, but you don't sit there and have a player in the middle of the season, in the middle of a playoff run, say, I'm going to the Raiders. There's a window where you have it. Okay, transfer portal was college free agency. This is when it starts. This is where it ends, you know, in terms of a time. Then have that as part of it. And I think that's fine. But you got, whether it's a contract, an agreement, it needs to protect the player more than it does. And it needs to stop the ridiculous chaos of, you know, they're here, they're gone, they're back. It's just,
you can move,
it is nonsensical.
But let's bracket this a little bit. You absolutely could leave and play right away. And there's an extreme case, and again, just happened to be my school. There was a guy who practiced at defensive tackle for Auburn on a Monday. The following Saturday, he was in a game for Florida.
That's dumb.
I was like, that's weird to me. You're right. You know, the example I use, like Kenny Golladay. After 3 weeks, he can't say, well, this ain't what I'm going to go play for Denver now. I signed.
For people who are asking, you can release a guy and then he can go sign with another NFL team. I think there's some things to that. Maybe put that in place.
Yeah.
If you're releasing guys in the portal, what if a guy doesn't want to go in the portal?
Thing is, you got to get enrolled in school. So anyway.
That's correct. I think we need to have that. Protect the player. So if you're kicking them off. Kicking them off, that can go right away. But, need rules, need guidelines.
Just bracket it some, and it wouldn't be a reduction of the ability to move. It's just it provides at least some structure so there is organization. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will come back. We're going to stay in the quarterback room in the SEC in the West with Chris Landry. That's next on the Chuck Oliver Show.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the King of College Football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
It's Wednesday. Hour one means we're talking with Chris Landry. I know how you can talk with Chris Landry, practically. LandryFootball.com. You can read his work. You can listen to him. They got Twitch TV there if you choose to. Like I said, no accounting for taste, but you can watch me on LandryFootball.com on Twitch. You can see Chris as well. It's all like $6 a month. What everything you were just hearing when I was asking him about Miles Brennan, Max Johnson, all that's, I don't send him an email before he comes on. Top of mind, hey, what's going on with XYZ? That's what you can get for about $5-6 a month. Chris, that is the price, basically, and it's everything included, the podcast, the video, all of it.
Absolutely. You can get everything there. We have specials periodically, so check it out. And, yeah, you can try it out for a month, you know, 6 months, a year, whatever is your liking. And, you know, obviously since it's 12 months a year, the news cycle and the information, the analysis kind of corresponds with the calendar of the football season. So recruiting season, the draft, free agency, the football season, which focuses a lot on the game. So it's like taking you, the way I describe it is you're, as a subscriber, you're the owner. You're the owner of your, well, NFL team, college team, and you have an access to the general manager, head coach, and want to know why, want to know this or that. Doing a somebody, one of the guys that brought up a breakdown of all of Florida's coaching staff and what Billy's doing and adding staff, what their roles are, just things like that that you don't really see other places. We try to provide for you, from coaching searches to evaluating players, the games, teams, coaches, schemes. That's what we got for you 12 months a year.
All right, let's stay in the West quarterback room. I was talking yesterday, Robbie Ashford, former four-star, spent a couple of years in the Oregon program, which that's a good benefit for anybody. He has transferred to Auburn. I said, they now have five scholarship quarterbacks, and I can't tell you one thing about what to expect from the position at Auburn in 2022. Walk me through that quarterback room and that situation right now.
I'd walk in gingerly, and I'd certainly try to go in and try to figure out what I have. I think piggybacking off the last segment is, and it's why at every position, but particularly at the quarterback position where only one usually plays, you better have a loaded room, and you better go in with a loaded room understanding that it's going to get cleaned out. And they're going to clean themselves out when they don't win it. And you, if you don't know what you have in particular, you got to bring as many bodies in there, as much different experiences. We've got now, these college programs have their college personnel departments, like NFL's yeah. pro personnel department. So you study those guys and you compare them to a recruit. I think you got to stagger them. I mean, so ideally you'd like to have somebody, ideally everyone like to have that really good guy that's played a couple of years, that started a couple of years, and he's a junior or a senior. And then you got the other guy that's played some, and he's got, you know, maybe a year or two after this guy, and but you can't always make that work. Sometimes you make it work in recruiting, but then they leave, and then you got a gap. Then you got to get
what
the
Bowden did. Bobby Bowden for 20 years, you would watch for 2 years, and then you'd play for 2 years.
Yeah, well, and it's just now you have to adjust to this is what we need to do, and we need to get them ready to play. Well, okay, if we got to get them ready to play sooner, then who can fit our system a little bit more? And I think we're seeing that. I mean, I think we're seeing that over and over. That becomes an issue and a problem that they've not had to deal with before.
Ole Miss. I know we've talked about this before, but I'm intrigued by how it ends up at quarterback for them. They're like everybody else, active in the portal. They had a kid who had to step in a little bit when Matt Corral got hurt. John Rhys Plumlee, we know he's gone. What do you think that position looks like with Lane?
Well, I think that they're definitely one that's in the portal. I know they like Altmyer. I think that, yeah, you know, they'll look at him, and, you know, and I think we'll see where it goes. Again, what's your options? You better have other options, because what if Luke gets hurt? What if he's not the guy? I mean, you know, so you better add one in recruiting, and you better add one in the transfer portal, pretty much in free agency, as I like to call it. every year. And that's kind of what they're doing right now. And so that's to be determined. I think a lot of that obviously gets worked through in spring, but you don't always have the answers, you know, in spring. It's kind of that next up. I mean, last year at this time, they knew what they had. They knew it was going to be Corral. It was just going to be how much better, and we saw a lot better. But when you have that, it normally means the next year you're kind of working through to, okay, let's see what we have and who's the next guy. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. And that's the situation they are in now.
Yeah, and with Will Rogers, for instance, I mean, by classification, he's going to be a redshirt sophomore who has already played a full season and a half. That is not how you get a lot of other quarterbacks into the program. They go from like having six a year ago to everybody understands what's what now. What does Mike Leach have in Will Rogers?
Well, he's got a guy that now is comfortable running his offense. The one thing that we've talked about it before, Mike is very inflexible. He understands his way and no other way. And so the quarterback has to make all the adjustments to the coach. But once they get it, it becomes very easy because they have very few plays, but there's like a bunch of options, 10 options, route concepts and options that depending on the coverages, that one play could mean a dozen different things. And so he gets it. And so I think the personnel around the quarterback as well as Will, he's got a comfort level that he's very comfortable with. Now the key is going to be, can you get another guy that's ready to go if Will goes down? Because that's one of the big issues, is when that guy is not really ready to go, man, that offense could go to hell in a handbasket really quick. So he's got his guy, and now it's about playmakers around him. And that's why the West is so tough. I thought Mississippi State did a pretty good job last year, and I thought they did better in spots, running the football, which,
yeah,
you know, I'd like to see a little bit more out of that with Mike.
Real quick, we don't have any time for this. JT Daniels, where do you think he winds up?
I don't know. Kind of early. I'm wondering if he goes with familiarity, if he stays in state, does he go with Clay? Or, I mean, I think he has ability to go somewhere bigger. I have talked, you know, I haven't gotten any answers, and I'm not saying this is where it's going to be, but I think would be somebody that Brian would really need to look hard at LSU. Why not? I think we just talked about the transfer portal quarterback, guys he's played against.
Yeah.
Don't know what he thinks about it, but I think it makes some sense. The big thing is you're going to get basically 1 year out of him, and are you comfortable with him picking things up really quickly? You don't want to develop him, and then he's gone.
All you get is a thumbs up or thumbs down. Stetson Bennett, is he back in Athens? Is he wanted back in Athens? Is Kirby happy with him?
Yeah, that's why he came out and made that statement. It put the pressure on Georgia to bring him back. Think he comes back, but, you know, he's going to have to earn the job. I think it's a different team around him. It's going to be good, really good, but it may not be as good as this year's team. We'll see if he can hold off the young guys.
All right. Appreciate you as always, Chris. Do it again in 7 days.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Chris Landry again, LandryFootball.com. And it's interesting, is you have to ask that. You have a returning starting quarterback from a national championship team, potentially returning. And I have to say potential because I'm just not exactly sure what that dynamic is. We're going to take a break, come back hour two. That's next.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.